I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
So I was a college DJ, but I was like the worst DJ ever.
I can't imagine that's possible.
No, I was like the worst rate. I had a show called Funkadelic.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. You guys, today's LA Startup Spotlight. They are the Luxottica of fine jewelry, female-founded, making moves. I mean, you see them everywhere. I got to run in them at the CrossCount Ventures, like, female leader party. And, like, they everybody wanted to know more about Iconery. And now we have Ivka in the office to tell us all about what Iconery is and how she is just a powerhouse in Los Angeles.
Oh, thanks, Esprit. I'm happy to be here.
So, yeah, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about your role and your company.
Yeah, so I'm Ivka Adam. I'm the founder and CEO of Iconery. Our tagline is because life's too short to wear fake jewelry. We really have focused on innovating on the fine jewelry supply chain so that we can produce fine jewelry collections for celebrities, brands, and influencers with very little upfront cost or investment and zero inventory. And the way we do this is we use CAD design, we use 3D printers, we manufacture in Los Angeles and Florida. And so far, we've produced a little over 12 full collections from everyone from Nordstrom to most recently this week, we announced Rashida Jones.
I mean, this is insane. I have so many questions for you. First one is, when were you founded?
We were founded in 2014.
And what do you do within your company? Like, what is your role?
I mean, my background is 14 years of marketing. I've actually had other bosses at companies call me the customer whisperer.
So I love that.
I would say that's my central role.
That's cool. And where in LA are you based?
We are based out of Amplify in Venice.
Cool. And are you from LA?
Well, I was born in Denver.
I love Colorado.
Yeah, raised in Orange County. And then I've been in LA for the majority of the past 15 years. I spent 4 years in the Bay Area working for eBay, though.
I was going to ask, are you comfortable sharing a bit about, I mean, that's pretty amazing to have, would you say 15 years experience in marketing?
Like 14?
14 years experience in marketing. Like, are you comfortable sharing? I mean, that's amazing to bring to any company, let alone your own. If there's anything I could tell you about Iconery, it's every time I've seen the Iconery team at any event, and I've seen them at a ton of events, like, they're always the most prestigious, at least seeming. Like, I leave thinking they're the most prestigious company there because they know how to present themselves as such. And you feel like class and
I mean, you
feel like class and innovation and like a true care of like the customer experience. And so that's just my bias. Like, it's not Ivka's words, they're my bias. But that's how it's presented to me when I'm exposed to Iconery at the events. And it's like a sexy company that like you want to purchase from and be a part of.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really feel that way.
Interesting. So I started my career at Ernst & Young and then working for eBay. I mean, I've worked for really, really big companies. I've always wanted to work for startups, but I'm really glad I had huge company experience because I can see what does a billion-dollar company look like. What are we building towards? And that's something I talk to my team a lot about. The last company I was at before Iconery, I was one of very, very few people who had ever worked for a big company, and it was a little bit challenging because you in order to grow and truly be a big company, you need to understand what direction you're going in.
Totally. How many people are on your team?
Right now we have 7 people who work on Iconery on a daily basis, and then an extended team of about 12.
And how did you scale? That's the hardest part about going from idea to company. Like, how did you scale?
I mean, I guess the short answer is every time we've raised more money, I've been able to hire into the capabilities we need. I think not having enough money has forced us to look very carefully at what systems and processes we put in place. Like, where do we absolutely need a person and where can we use a technology or a system in order to provide the best customer experience? I won't automate or put technology in place for anything that's customer facing until I've figured out exactly what, like, how something works. So, for instance, when we wanted customer feedback earlier this year, on, you know, how did people hear about us?
Right.
We didn't just send a SurveyMonkey to our email list.
Amen.
Which is, I mean, awesome and great, but you don't even sometimes know what questions to ask. Instead, we called every single customer.
So on the same page.
Yeah. So I won't take shortcuts, I guess, kind of getting off topic, but I won't take shortcuts when it comes to the customer experience.
Yeah.
I won't do we didn't put into place automated emails until I really got a sense of like who, what we should say. I mean, I would write our abandoned emails like individually to each person before I kind of got a sense of like what would I want to hear as a customer. Yeah. And then we automated it in our email system.
No, I actually love that you responded that way, because a lot of people in the startup world, the word scale is really popular. And it's a very sassy word. And it's sometimes annoying, to be honest, because a lot of people ask me that. Well, how are you going to scale if you do that? Blah, 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 blah. Because I, too, call every single person on the phone, hundreds of people, and it takes me an obnoxious amount of time. Every single person, and I'm not exaggerating, every single person that signs up to be a part of, like, the bigger We Are LA Tech community on the email list, I send a personal email to. It's thousands of people, and it's sometimes it takes me longer than I'd like, but I really want, I care. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm building We Are LA Tech because I care. I'm not like a one-trick pony, and I want to get to know you. You took time to be, you know, to buy my product, to be interested in my brand, and that's a really big deal when there's so many options out there in this world. So, like, let me step up and get mm-hmm. to know you, and it sounds like you're the same kind of entrepreneur.
Yeah.
What tool do you recommend to get to know your customers more via email, if you don't mind sharing?
Yeah, we're using Retention Science.
Retention Science. Cool. I didn't know if you if you wanted to be on the DL about your secret sauce.
Oh, no. I mean, our secret sauce is the people, and then the technology we use is Retention Science.
I love it. Cool. Thank you. And what inspired iConnery?
I spent 4 years at eBay. And my first role there was actually managing the collectibles. So 10 categories, and I am not a collectibles person, but I got to know all these people who are super passionate about model trains or, you know, Barbies. And I saw how passionate they were, and I was the business mind that was able to, like, help them grow their business. Then afterwards, I worked for Modnique, and we were a true e-commerce company. We held millions of dollars worth of inventory. And I actually started iConnery when Modnique was acquired, and the assets were acquired. Everyone was laid off. And then I was like, well, what is the ideal retail model? It would be one where you're not building a brand. You're actually leveraging the vibrancy and selection and passion of multiple people, but you have full control over the product that's being made and the distribution and the customer experience. And you can do that in jewelry. So because of 3D printers, you can design and produce jewelry on demand. It's a very, very rapid supply chain. And so I built iConnery with this notion of, like, building the ideal retail model. Originally, I started as thinking it would be a marketplace. And, you know, with my e-com experience, it would just be online only. But what has ended up happening is that our designers and our brands actually started requiring us to think much bigger than just a single distribution channel at iConnery.com. So I guess our customers have helped us shift the business model into being omnichannel. So now that's why I say we're more like Luxottica for fine jewelry, because we're a supply chain as a service.
And you went through the accelerator Amplify, right? Mm-hmm. Can you tell us why Amplify, what is Amplify, and what's the difference between accelerator and incubator and all these different options we have?
So I like to refer to the TV show Silicon Valley for this question, because Pied Piper is being developed within an incubator where they get, you know, $20,000-$30,000 to take an idea to, like, a proof of concept. An accelerator, you get a little bit more or significantly more money than that, and a lot more coaching and help on raising your first serious round.
Did Amplify help connect you to more investors?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they're great about advocating on our behalf. So they can actually pitch our company. I mean, they can pitch their portfolio companies as, you know, almost as well as the founders can. It's really cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah. I mean, just Eric Packerfan the other day came by and he was like, oh, yeah, meet with this guy. This is what I told him. I'm like, well done, Eric. I'm really impressed.
That's awesome. That's super cool. What LA tech companies or talent have you come across lately that have really impressed you?
So I'd say the two companies that I'm really intrigued by and I'm really following these days to LA-based are Sensei.
Oh, yeah.
And I just love Ariel and Crystal so much.
The co-founders.
They're so positive and just energetic. And
they just presented it TechCrunch Disrupt, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On TechCrunch Disrupt, Ariel explained it this way. You could go to Yelp to ask a question for best tacos in a region, but what you wouldn't get is the answer that, like, maybe you shouldn't get tacos. Maybe there's a different, like a different kind of Mexican food that you might actually want to try that's better or different. And you wouldn't have known that because it was just, there wasn't any AI involved.
100%. I've actually used Sensei to attract a blind date. I'll be like, so on Sensei, you write need or no. So it's need, something you need, or no, something that you know about. Like, I would say I know about podcasting or something, right? And so I write need, blind date, you know, in Los Angeles, et cetera. And, I went on a blind date.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. So, and I've used Sensei for everything from what can of tuna is the best that I should buy.
I answered that one.
Shut.
Because then I was like, oh, you should get salmon instead.
Are you being serious?
Was that, it was like a year and a half ago.
It was a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, there's like higher mercury content in tuna. I was like, check out canned salmon. It's better for you. Wait, this is so
weird. So weird. I just dropped my paper. That's so weird.
Wait, was that you for sure?
Yeah.
Oh, like, my God.
Wait, and didn't you tell me where to buy it, too?
Yeah, Trader Joe's. And I tried to send a picture of the link.
Yeah, and the picture wouldn't work. And I was like, it doesn't work on this.
Oh, my God.
And I totally bought it. That's so bizarre.
Thank you, Sensei.
By the way, Sensei's based in Venice. If you had one ask of the community, something that they could support you in your growth, we have thousands of people that listen to the show. Like, what would that ask be?
Yeah, so I would love some coaching on how to be the best female leader, CEO, and manager. I don't think that there are a lot of great female role models who are talked about. There's a lot of great leaders out there and a lot of great leadership books, but I would love more help with being a great leader, but that's, I guess, specific to how to lead and be seen as a strong, powerful woman. I mean, we talk so much about Hillary and her leadership style and how it's, you know, it's very polarizing. And so I want to know, how do I be heavy-handed without being a bitch? Or, you know, like, how do I handle
it's
certain
so tough
things?
Yeah. Are you familiar with Bixel Exchange?
No.
Bixel Exchange, it's funded. Okay. It's funded by something, I think, by the government. Sorry that it's totally inaccurate. Maybe I'll re-record. But it's basically, they're able to offer free mentoring, but it's not gimmicky. They don't have any back-end deals. Like, it's just awesome. It's run by awesome people. And I'm pretty sure it's because it's government-funded or something, or they have grants or something, that they're able to make it free. But so it's not like, well,
I kind of cringe at the idea of, like, formalized mentoring programs.
Right.
Personally, because I've always been good about going out and finding my mentors, but I really have struggled recently to find someone whose leadership style I can really relate to.
Interesting.
Who can actually give me – so in big companies, I can find people who can coach me, but as a founder and CEO of a team of primarily women, if there are other female leaders out there who feel like they can provide some really great insights, or male, I guess.
Totally.
Who report to a female.
No, but I get it, because, you know, we have to deal with a different set of, like, I mean, just to be real, and I know we're not, like, focused on women tech, it's about LA tech right now, but to be real, like, if we're stronger, sometimes it's perceived as being bitchy, you know? And so it's like there's a fine dance. Yeah. And some people just accept that and are like, I don't care. Perceive me as a bitch. I need to get the work done, you know? And it's about, like, fine-tuning what's right for us and where the balance is and what that means to us. So it makes a lot of sense.
And that's actually just what I'm dealing with today. I mean, it could be like, I need a new CRM tomorrow. How do you guys feel about using Salesforce for e-com?
No, I hear you. There's like 20, 25 different things every single day that are new on the plate. How can people connect with you?
Yeah, so Evka@iconery.com.
Cool. Yeah. And on the social profiles?
Yeah, so I'm CA Evka on Twitter as well as Instagram.
I still use Twitter. Okay. I love Twitter. We're at We Are LA Tech on Twitter.
Yeah. I'm actually very Facebook Messenger.
Oh, you dig it?
I kind of dig it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I'm really good with chat-based, like text, chat
kind of based
communications that are like short and informal versus like, let's clog up the email.
Oh, yeah. So. Totally. Thank you so much for being on the We Are LA Tech podcast.
This is awesome.
No, you're awesome. Honestly, like, I've like known Evka, like, as in, like, we see each other at a lot of stuff, but I never really got the chance to, like, connect. You know what I mean? It's different when you're like, oh, yeah, I've seen that person around or I've been exposed to their brand. But, like, we were able to sit in the office, like, before talking, and I was like, how have I not, like, known this girl before? She's rad. And so I'm really happy to expose Iconery to you guys. For those of you that weren't already familiar with Iconery, I'm sure a lot of you are. You've probably seen them at events, like just like I have. And just thank you for being.
And I will say, like, my favorite things to do to connect with people are Phil's Coffee for coffee, or go hiking in Temescal Canyon Loop.
We should do a big group hike.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Or a backpacking trip.
I love.
Or Mount Whitney.
Right? Ugh, she and I have backpacking in common. Yeah. 100%. You guys stay connected with We Are LA Tech, as I mentioned, on Twitter at We Are LA Tech. If you're looking to get deeper immersed into the community, we have the We Are LA Tech Experience Club, where we do epic offline activities like horseback riding, clay pigeon shooting. We just did a couple escape rooms last night. It's awesome. You just go to wearelatech.com/club, wearelatech.com/club. I'll talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye. Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.